blame yourself if you guessed with the hope that you would be right and the terrible fear that you could not handle the vulnerability if you guessed wrong and simply tried to ignore the vulnerability and said, well, I hope it turns out this way and I'll act as if it will. In that case, of course, you shouldn't have guessed at all because the vulnerability was too large to be making such a choice. And, of course, this has a bearing on how you should make the decision in the future. But the fact of the matter is that if you make a choice like that and it goes right, it is in your own self-interest to recognize that you made a wrong choice, even if the factors became known and turned out to be right in this one specific case. And it is even more important then that you recognize the wrongness of your decision, or else you're simply going to be tempted to make the same kind of a decision the next time and keep on making such decisions until the consequences pile up that the one wrong choice will be a tremendous price that you'll have to pay that you can't afford. If you do make that wrong kind of a decision and it happens to turn out right, don't thank yourself. Make the investment at that time to be absolutely sure you understand the mistake you have made so that you don't do it again in the future, because you will pay the consequences the first time such a wrong choice goes wrong. Now, another facet of this that I want to call attention to is that when you're undertaking a course of action, it is not necessary that you be able to visualize every single thing that could happen. Only that you be capable of visualizing your vulnerability if the worst that can happen does happen. For instance, I was asked last week in Long Beach, if I take into consideration the possibility of a meteor hitting a plane when I decide to fly from here to Chicago, have I taken into consideration the odd chance that a meteor might just happen to strike the plane and it would be the first time in history and so forth? But it could happen, and it is not impossible. Well, I don't. No, I will freely admit this, that I'm a poor decision maker because I have chosen to ignore that completely. But of course, it is not because I think it is impossible that such a thing could happen, but rather, if it did happen, it would be no worse than the things that I have taken into consideration already. In other words, I've already acknowledged that a malfunction of the plane or a collision with some other plane or a storm or a meteor or any one of a million possibilities could destroy the plane in midair so that there was absolutely no chance of escaping and that I would die in the crash and I would have no way that I could deal with it once it happened. So I don't have to sit and figure out every possible way this could come about. I am simply prepared to accept the risk that I might die when I get on an airplane. If I'm not prepared to accept that risk, then I shouldn't board that plane. And that is what is important. In fact, once on the plane, there is no reason even to reconsider all the terrible things that could happen to you. You have made your decision. It is over with now. Now you are simply waiting out the unknowns. There is no point to go back and continually review things that you have guessed at. Once they are chosen, forget about them. The decision has been made, and it is too late now to reopen it. And a great deal of the wavering that goes on within individuals after they have made a choice is in this simple factor of unknowns. There is nothing that all the reconsideration in the world can do once you have made such a decision. If I get on the plane and I suddenly decide that it isn't worth the risk to me, then I should get off that plane and I should never get on another plane until I have decided that my life has changed in such a way that the risk is now worth it to me. But if I'm going to reconsider, I'm reconsidering the risk, in which case that same element of risk would apply in every other plane trip and I should never get on another one. But simply because I decide that this might be the time a plane explodes and I have seen nothing scientifically, I have observed nothing that indicates that there's a good chance that this particular plane might be vulnerable, like the pilot says, don't worry about the fact that we only have one wing or those fires on the wings and so forth are not important, just leave everything to me. Well, of course, that's a different story. But assuming that I have observed nothing to indicate anything out of the ordinary, there's no reason for me to get off of this plane now because I think that this might be one that might crash. I made such a decision in advance. I don't know which planes will crash. I know some planes crash. I know approximately what the odds are, and they are great enough that I have been willing to take this risk. Once having made so, forget it. If you find yourself making logical decisions, you should learn to respect those decisions. Don't jump at new ideas that come to you after you have made the decision, especially opinions. The only reason ever to reopen a decision is because new information is now available to you that was not available at the time you made the decision. And it may alter the risk so substantially that it is worth changing the decision. Or it may alter the reward so much that it is worth changing it.